someone needs to actually regulate the government is actually what's at issue here.
Mm-hmm.
The last government threw open the door on a populist basis to say, not enough taxis, yeah. Like, let's have a free-for-all. Now they have a free-for-all. Now they're going to have a taxi industry review committee. And this is all like playing, kowtowing to the mantra of sort of competition. Open competition will actually sort everything out, right? Yeah. And at some point, everything will settle down and we'll have a self-regulating industry. Mm-hmm. And that's all nonsense. And I don't think the taxi regulator is any more capable of doing a job or being allowed to do a job any more than the finance regulator or any of the other competition authorities or any of the other so-called regulations that go on, regulators that go on in this the country, right? Mm-hmm. That once it doesn't satisfy the government or satisfy them, they just change the thing around anyway. So, for instance, you had the bank regulator, right? Just let the country or the banking system run riot, right?
Yeah.
But then the government stepped in and actually used billions of future income and taxes from the Irish people to save that situation, yeah. Right? So it's all nonsense. It's all smoke and mirrors.
It is.
There is no real rule of law. And there's no
management there.
There's no management. But I'll tell you, the point that the People's Convention will be making is, the key ingredient is missing, and Dick O'Leary touched on it, is there's no supervision of the state by the people of this state.
Correct.
The people of the state do not control the state.
Yeah.
And until that issue is resolved, we can talk till the cows come home about all these things, right?
Yeah.
And you'll have all sorts of industry review committees, and you'll have all sorts of people disappearing up their proverbial and so on, right?
Yeah.
But there will be no solutions, right, until there's a complete political change in the country. And that is actually what this issue, like all the other issues that we'll probably discuss here today, bring to light.
Yeah.
The people don't run the country, they don't control it, and they don't supervise it. So until that changes, I'm afraid, I don't hold out great hope, but I mean, the taxi men and taxi women will have to fight their corner. They'll have to do their best with the support from people around this table or wherever that can give them support and help them organize. But someone has to actually unmask this ridiculous situation where you've got laws which aren't laws, you've got regulations which aren't regulations, and you've got regulators who don't do a job because they're not allowed to do a job.
Yeah, but this is farcical, because all these people are being paid by the public at large. I mean,
of course,
it is farcical.
Vast amounts of money.